Back to today's summit now, and one of the most urgent topics for discussion, Syria. 90,000 people already dead, millions injured and on the run, and no agreement among the big powers on how, if or when to help. UK Prime Minister David Cameron and Russian President Vladimir Putin talked yesterday on Syria, and they'll each talk separately with US President Barack Obama today, who wants to arm forces opposed to the Syrian regime because he's convinced that they've used chemical weapons. Rosemary Hollis is Professor of Middle East Policy Studies at the City of University in London. Rosemary, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Why, in your view, are both Russia on one side and the US on the other convinced that more weapons to both sides in Syria will end this war quicker?
You know, I'm not sure that the Russians are actually on quite the same page as the Americans. I think what the Americans are doing is increasing the pressure ahead of what they hope will be a Geneva conference. It's brinkmanship. It's quite risky. But essentially, I think they've used this accusation of the regime using chemical weapons as a way to up the ante and say that they are now clear that they will have to give more support to the rebels, because the rebels were in the process of losing in the battlefield as of the capture or recapture by the regime of Qusair. And it looks like there's going to be a big showdown in Aleppo coming. And if the Americans are to save the opponents of Assad sufficiently to have them present at the negotiating table to get a look in, and for Assad not to win, they needed to do something like this.
They've left it very late, although they used chemical weapons as a red line issue. Why do you believe that the Americans want to get involved now, where they were quite happy to sit on the sidelines for this long?
Well, maybe they hadn't calculated that the Assad regime would be able to bring in such a decisive supporter in the form of Hezbollah from Lebanon. That's what's made the difference. Assad was actually progressively, slowly falling back in terms of positions around the country, in terms of the unhappiness of the population, even those that were sticking with him, this sort of sense that they were getting into a war without end. And then with Iranian and Lebanese Hezbollah support and the Russians sticking with him, he seems to have rallied, and that has galvanized his support within the country, and the possibility of prevailing became real. So maybe that's what has finally switched the Obama administration, together with the fact that John Kerry went to the Russians and agreed that we must have negotiations about how to get through this.
Rosemary Hollis in London, thank you. It's 7:30.